Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's just a great night to be able to have the Lord on our side. For the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, God is still good. I am I'm just excited what God is getting ready to do, and we thank God because it's been a war, but we want it. We want it. Well, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we thank you for everything you have done for us today. We give you the glory. We thank you. We praise you. We love you. But Father, when it didn't look like we was moving that way, but you kept us in step. Thank you for everything that's happened this day. Show us the righteousness in all of us. Show us the understanding. We are sons of God. We don't have to be doing what the world is doing, but we want to do your will. I pray this night for this radio program. I pray for the people who are coming on. We're going to be touched. Some are going to get healed. Some are going to get a need. But we're here because all things work together. And we praise you, and we love you, and we adore you. We magnify your name because you're the only true God. And for that, we said thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, hello there, evangelist. How you doing?
I'm blessed today. How you doing today, Dr. Hunter?
I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed. Well, how's everybody doing around in your particular part of the country?
Everyone is well on this end. Thank God for Jesus. We're excited about what God is doing in our lives. We're excited about today because we understand that at 12:01 this morning, somebody died today. They wasn't saved. Some wasn't ready. Some wasn't ready. You know, the Bible talks about be ye ready. You know, that's why it's important that we live this life, the life that God has given us, that we live it to the fullness of doing things as well and pleasing in His eyesight. It's not really about us, y'all. It's never really about us anyway. We were created to give God praise. We were created to be a vessel that the Holy Ghost, that indwelling power, can use us, a use of us. And we're just thankful for what God is doing today.
Amen.
Sister Dolores, are you on the radio?
Yeah, well, I'm bored. Is Sister Dr. McClain, is she all right?
She's well. She's well.
Okay,
everything
please.
Is well.
One more. Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you in the process.
Yeah, we're gonna go on in the strength of the Lord, and what we want to talk about today is, you know, about people getting saved. It's imperative that we understand that souls are being killed out there, people that are not understanding the word. It's imperative that the Bible is talking about Jesus is saying, my sheep hear my voice. And the only way that God, if it's the only way that the people hear God's voice and see the life that we live in Christ, so be it. But we still have to live a holy and righteous life before the Savior. Our integrity must be towards the Lord. Nothing else on this earth, no car, not talking about car finances, health, all of that is if the aftermath of Matthew 6:33. The first thing is that we seek God. And we're seeking with all of our heart, our minds, and our soul. Salvation is it's precious and more than gold. The air that we live, salvation is more precious than the air that we live because God has created that. He created that. He gave us the very best, John 3:16. He gave us the very best that the world cannot give us. We cannot save ourselves. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the God that created us. The fiber of our life is created in the hands of God. Every hair, every structure of the bone, the kneecap, the cartilage through our elbow, the joints through our wrist, our hand, every facet of our life is created by the Lord. As he said in Genesis, it says, and let us make man in our image. And so as he made us in his image, the image of God, we are in tune and grateful that God has, with this love that he has for us, created us in his image. That's the reason why this life that we have right now is geared up to winning souls from all nations, tribes, and tongues in the name of Jesus. It's imperative that we understand that salvation If your neighbors are not saved, they need to see Jesus in you. We need to invite them to church. We need to show the love that God has shown in us as walking in the love. Corinthians 13. We need to understand that if the world does not show, if we don't show them love, they're going to get it from the world's way of doing things, and they'll be on that road, that broad and wide place that leads to destruction. It is not God's desire that he put people in your path that you don't minister to them. I had a chance about an hour ago to just let my light shine, and I was just getting some dinner, and the older lady that was standing right beside me, she had another lady on the side of her, and she was upright, talking all out. She was under the influence of some kind of intoxication. But I proceeded on giving her a tract, and then she started talking about being saved and being baptized. And then she started cussing. But I was encouraging. I said, that's not the God that I serve with the language that's coming out of your mouth. You're serving the wrong God, and plus you're under the influence. It's important that we understand we give this acknowledgement out of love to draw her in for awareness, not to crucify her in it, because we all at some point has been under the influence of something. You know, even if you don't drink, you're still under the influence of something. But it's important that we understand that we have to draw them in out of love, not to ridicule them, not to chastise them in their actions. You know, broad daylight, you're still drunk. No, it's not all about that. It's about drawing them in with love. It's about having compassion as Jesus had compassion on the people. We have to have that same form of compassion to win a soul. Because the Bible talks about, it says, a soul winner is wise. So why? How could you be a how wise are you being a soul winner? Proverbs 3:6. By in all your ways acknowledge him. You don't have to blunt out when somebody is talking to you. You know that they're unsaved. You can just do a meditative spiritual prayer. Father, you know what this person needs. I'm asking that you use me according to your will. That you word the things that come out of my mouth at the next instant would be you and not of me. It's the same thing as this radio station. We want more of God. We want more of the word of God than the philosophy of the world. I know there's some circumstances and some situations that require for us to give a testimony. But guess what? We want more of God. We want more of the word. Guess what saved us? It was the word of God that saved us. It was the word of God. Because Jesus has said this, he says, the words that I speak, they're life. It was the word that saved us. No philosophy of the world, no job, no degree, no title. It was the word of God that saved us. Because everything that I know of, it's talking about we all have a name. Jesus is calling me Kevin. He called my name Kevin. When I hear his voice, he's going to say, Kevin. It's the word of God that we must understand that only the word of God will save a soul. Only. We don't have to help God in saving a soul. Jesus told the disciples, he said this here, he says, follow me and I will make you to become fishermen of men. He didn't ask for your help. He just said, follow me and I will make you to become fishermen of men. How could that be possible by their own strength? No. If they just follow the word of God, do the things that Jesus is telling them to do through the Holy Spirit. This is the Holy Spirit dispensation right now. And he said, you don't have to worry about what you're going to say in that hour, because it's going to be the Holy Spirit that be talking for you in that hour. You don't have to premeditate. This is not a premeditation radio station that I'm giving you tonight. It's a word of God that I'm giving you to understand that you need the word of God. You need to be saved only through the word of God. It's the word of God that's going to save a soul. It's not about how much money you have, how fine jewelry that you wear, how fancy your clothes are. It's not all about that. It's never about that. It's about the word of God. The example that I'm going to give you is this here. The rich man and the poor beggar Lazarus. One of these men had a relationship with God. But look at it. He was still poor. He was still poor, and he had a relationship with God, and guess what happened? The rich man died and was buried and lifted up his eyes in hell. The poor beggar, Lazarus, died. The Bible says that the angels came and put him in Abraham's bosom. So it's not about how much wealth you have for your salvation. It's not about if you get that, hallelujah, it's not about how you get that good job. Listen to me now, y'all out there. It's not about that. It's not about if you go to theology school and you want to get ordained and you stay still on ordaining you. It's not all about that. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about the Word of God. Our salvation is wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. And Jesus is the Word of God, John 1:1. That's what it's all about. Your salvation, if you hear me today on this radio station, well, I'm welcoming you on this radio station, but your salvation, if you haven't made a choice to choose Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, then you're not saved. The only way that you can be saved is that you have to make a choice. Do you continue on the road that you're living right now and you don't know Jesus? Or you make up your mind that I have tried in all different kinds of ways to live a righteous life in this world. You may last for a little bit, but guess what? You're still going to be damned because it wasn't nothing wrong with the man being rich, but he didn't have a relationship with Jesus. The same thing. You can own thousands of millions of dollars, and you can still lose your soul by not having a relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm not just telling you about making the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. When you do that, you're starting a relationship with him. He's saying that now you can start a relationship with me. Why? It's because I don't know your lip service, but I know your heart. When you're made up in your mind that I'm tired of living like I'm living, I'm sick, I got cancer, I got a habit of smoking that nobody else knows, I got a habit of drinking. I don't even smoke in my house. I go outside in the back while the lettuce is all covered up, and I'm smoking. I don't want nobody else to know. But guess what? God already knows. God knows everything about us. It's nothing that you can think that God don't know about you. Those tiny secrets that you have struggling with, God already know about that. That's why I'm saying when you make it up in your mind out there in this radio land, if you're listening to my voice, when you make it up in your mind that you're tired of living the life that you're living, you're trying to fool people outside in the world, but you're really lying to yourself in the inside, you have to expose yourself, expose your greatest fear, because God wants to make you more than a conqueror. How can you be more than a conqueror holding on to the fear that you have? Well, they're going to think bad of me. It's not about them thinking bad of you. It's about what if you were to die the next 5 minutes and you still haven't made this choice to choose Jesus. What are they going to think about you then? Yeah, they may give you this long, drawn-out speech at your funeral. He sure was a nice man. Accolades, they were so nice. Every day that I see them, they had a smile on their face. She had a wonderful smile on their face. I remember her just stopping and giving this homeless person $20. And I remember her stopping one day, and she saw this family over there, you know, with the little baby and everything, living out of a cart. And she went over and gave him $150. All of that's fine and dandy. That's just good stuff. That's good deeds. But your good deeds does not get you into heaven. What you have to understand is that you need a relationship with Jesus. That's the only thing. You need a relationship with Jesus, and how you get to know Jesus is through reading the Word of God, asking him questions, because God is saying, ask, and it shall be given. Reading the Word of God, learning the wisdom of God through the Word of God, the Bible. You want to know the characteristics of Jesus? You'll find it in the Word of God. You'll find it how he went about healing all manner of sicknesses and disease. You'll find how people came to him desiring that he heal their sick and loved ones. You'll find out people didn't really know who the law, they really did not know the coming Messiah's characteristics, but they were in a format of doctrine. They were in a format of the doctrine of the Pharisees or whatever doctrine that you may subsequent yourself to your own belief. A friend of mine said this here. He says, people do what they do because they believe what they believe. Think about that. People do Amen. What they do because they believe what they believe. So what about the Bible? It's important that you understand. It's not about how you believe. It's about who you believe in. Because heaven is real. The bottom line of it is this salvation is a relationship with Jesus, and so you can have heaven right here up on this earth. So you don't have to worry about all these other things that will be that you're trying to strive for, these other things that you're trying to desire to accomplish in this world to make people see how great you are, how prosperous you may be. It's not about that. It's all about your integrity. Listen to me clearly. It's all about your integrity to God.
Amen.
Your willingness to please God. It's all about that. It's nothing else about that. I'm going to go to the word. Just bear with me. But there is a word from the Lord. But I want you to understand some things. Talking to you on this radio station is like talking to you right now in front of me. I'm making it very plain so that you can understand that my ministry that God has given me with does not require me a title. It requires me obedience in the word. Nothing else. I don't care how bad it may seem to others, but it's all about the word of God, the truth of the word of God. It's not, I didn't write it. I read it, and somehow it got in me. Because you know why? Because I believed it. I wanted it. I desired it. Because I was a rich undone. I knew the person in me. I knew how bad I was. I didn't want that other person. I gave my life to Christ. Now I'm new in Christ. The old things are passed away. The old things of going to the club, having a drink, having a smoke, all of that stuff has passed away. I have a newness of life in Christ Jesus where I'm sober-minded, I can watch, and then I can see what the enemy is coming up against me. Yeah, he may blindside me sometimes, but I get up. I have scars. I have broken hearts. I've been brokenhearted. I haven't been tormented. I haven't been talked about. Sure, all of us have at one point of time. But just this way, this is what keeps me going. If they talk about your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what are you? You have to understand that it's not about you. He said, they hated, Jesus said like this here, they're going to hate you, but get this here. They hated me before they hated you. So it's not about you. It's about your willingness to submit your life to Christ. Romans 12:1. Submit your life to Christ. Look at what's going on in this world, physically, mentally, philosophically.
Hold on.
It's to overcome their desires. They'll sell out their own people to overcome their ability to gain power. And they call that power. That's not power. That's not power. The power that lies in you through the Holy Ghost is a power to be a more than a conqueror. That means that whatever comes against you, you can brush it off. You can walk on water. You can call those things that be not as though they were. That's power. That's Holy Ghost power. That's the one that dwells in this earth right now, and he wants to be inside you when you make the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. The next thing is your engulfment of the Holy Ghost. Think about your life, where you are. Think about the time that you spend watching TV, watching the news, and that you have the Bible right there that you can be getting building this relationship. Now, on your significant other, just in the physical sense, you build a relationship by communication. God wants that same thing, but he wants a communion. He don't want a relationship. He wants a communion with him. The true believer, as you may hear say all the time, a true believer is this. When you sell out, point blank, everything to serve God, that's why your integrity comes up. Your integrity to serve God and God alone and everything else would constantly be manifested. Serve God.
See,
this may be the last time that you may hear a word from the Lord. I don't know. But guess what? Your integrity, you must make a decision on giving God your life. I don't know how much time that you have, but you need to make a decision on giving God your life. Don't think about your children because they're God. Don't think about your mother because they're God. Don't think about your father. Don't think about your favorite aunt. You must make a decision to choose Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. The Bible is saying, choose you this day who you're going to serve. Will you continue to serve the God of this world and the things of this world for the glory of this world and it's fading away? Or will you continue to serve Jesus that died on the cross for your sin, yet on the third day rose with all power, declaring that all power has been given to him on heaven and in earth? Which one would you serve? Would you be a man pleaser to serve man and maybe get a promotion? Maybe get a plaque? Maybe get another title upon your name, Chad? Maybe get a bonus of $1 million or so? Will you continue to do that and still lose your soul? Or will you give your life to Christ and he said, you will be with me in paradise from this day forward?
Amen.
You must choose who you're going to serve. It's not that hard. It's not that hard a decision for you to choose. All you have to think about is, if I were to die today, where would I be? Is it worth it for me to listen to this rap music, blues, country, and western, or be elevator music? Anything that doesn't glorify God, you may be worrying about doing this here. But is it worth it for you to give your life to this world and the things of this world? And guess what? You cannot take it with you. Job, in the book of Job, it says this here. He says, naked I came into the world, naked shall I return.
Kevin?
So it's important that you understand that your life is like a vapor. Somebody's dying as I speak right now. Somebody's committing the murder. But it's important that you understand that time is running out.
Kevin?
Yeah.
There's some people that I was trying to get on the radio before you. I was trying to get in. It's a group that a young man, a young woman that came by my house. I promised them about 10 years ago that they were this. I want you to bless them tonight on the radio. Can you do that?
What is that they asking me to do?
I'm asking you to bless this. Tell them.
Hey, Kevin, this is Dwayne and Alexandria. We're having our wedding this weekend, tomorrow, actually. And he's been gracious enough to allow us in to have fellowship here at his home.
Okay, your name is Dwayne?
Correct, Dwayne.
You said your name was Dwayne?
Yes, my name is Dwayne.
Okay, just one second, Dwayne. Let me hear you a lot clearer. Just give me one second, please. Okay. And what are you asking me to do, Dwayne?
A blessing over our marriage here, Alexandria and myself, coming together before God.
Okay, you got some backbeat on your in here, and I can't get everything that you're saying. But would you repeat that for me again, please?
Can you hear me okay?
Okay, I can hear you better. That's a lot better. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, my wife and I, Alexandria and I, young, newlywed couple, been together 3 years, finally making it official now. Just seeking some favor, blessing of God on our marriage and our walk with God.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Well, we're going to pray, and we're going to touch and agree that the Lord will continue to intercede. See, what's in Dwayne, and your name is Dwayne, congratulations, 3 years. That's a blessing. it's important, you know, as you being ahead, that you show the love that you have as the love that you have for the Lord. Because it's, when you love the Lord, God, your wife is going to see the God in you. And the blessings of the Lord will come down upon you. God is not going to withhold any good thing from you. That's the Bible. It is his desire. This is what God says. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, Dwayne. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you that expected end. So you're the head now. You are a married man. You're the head of your wife. You love your wife. You're showing the love that you have from Christ through your wife. That's how that works. Just pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, me and Dwayne and everybody else that's standing on this radio station, Father, we're going to touch and agree right now. We're going to lift up Dwayne right now, Father. First, we want to tell you thank you, Father. Thank you for the boldness that he had to call this radio station and we require a prayer, Father, for him and his wife, for his family, Father, in the name of Jesus. You already know, Lord, what they're going through, Father, but we thank you right now, Father, for him right now. Lord, we ask that you bless him, Father, that you will show him the way, Father, that he will see the manifestation of your blessing upon his life, Father. Lord, you got a blessing for him, Father, but as you said, all good things are yours, Father. You said that you're not a respectful person, Father. Whatever he's asking you of, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we're going to agree right now that you're going to do it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now. And this is what we're going to do with the authority that you've given us, Lord. We bind the devil right now that tries to come up against him. We bind every doubting spirit, every tormenting spirit, every lying spirit. We bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we loose the angel that's encamped about him, because your word says that you shall give his angels charge over thee to keep him lest he dash our foot against a stone. Father, it's through your word that we stand on, Father, that these angels are loose at your command, Father, according to Psalms 103 and 20. We thank you right now, Father, that it's being done, that it's done right now according to our faith in the name of Jesus, and we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
Amen. Dwayne, we'll continue to pray for you and your wife. It doesn't matter where you're from, but if you ever need prayer, if you ever need fellowship, you know, you can always call me. This radio station is built on winning souls. This radio station is built on keeping the sharpness of your ability to keep your focus in Christ. So if you don't have strong men around you, then you can easily, you know, just try to do it all yourself. But I'm encouraging you, Dwayne, keep your focus on Jesus. Whatever you do, whatever kind of situation that may come up around your life, remember that prayer that we just prayed is a prayer of faith. You believe, we both believe, and it's gonna happen. You can always call me at my number. My number is 409-998-3801. We're going to go through the word. We're going to pray together. It doesn't matter if you want a prayer partner, if you want a prayer time, we can pray together. Because I want you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's the word of God. That's what Jesus said.
Amen.
You need to be strong.
Amen.
Whatever decision that you're making in your life, do this here. This a Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. But in all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. In all of your ways.
Amen.
W-A-Y-S.
Amen.
You just acknowledge him. Like when you, before you go home, and you, before you go to the store, Lord, take me to the store. If something's wrong with the car, Lord, I'm taking this car down to the filling station, where it is. I'm taking this car down here to the filling station. Whatever it is. You acknowledge God, whatever. I don't care what it is. If your wife asks you something and you're not certain, you go into your little closet and you pray about it, because you are the head. Pray about it and believe God. The Bible says this here: Abraham believed God, and it was accounted for him for righteousness. That's the same thing we have to do. Don't worry about what people may say. That you, man, you're a prayer freak. Man, forget all that. You know who you're praying for. You're praying for a creator, the one that created you, the one that made you, the one that knows everything about you. See, that's the reason why we as saints trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
I don't care what it looks like. Don't lean upon your own understanding. But if you acknowledge God, the Bible says that. I didn't write it in there. But the Bible says if you just acknowledge him, in all your ways acknowledge him, he shall direct your path. That's what God does. In your prayer, in your conversation, you can talk to the Lord all through the day. That's how great our God is. He hears you. And he says, before you answer, before you ask, I will answer. Bless you, Dwayne.
Amen.
God bless you and your wife. We're there for you. We encourage you to keep you strong. Because it's all about the Word of God. I know churches have a name on the building, but it's all about the Word of God. Because
Amen.
The Word of God is life. Jesus says, the words that I speak, they are life. That's what it's all about. The words that Jesus spoke, they are life. They are life for us, to sustain us, to give us wisdom, to give us this knowledge, to overcome all the works of the enemy. And believe me, the devil is who he is. But our God is greater. The devil is a created being. We have been given authority over all the works of the devil. And you can call me Kevin. Because that's how it is. The Lord is good. Okay, well, bless God. I thank you for joining in. We just finished praying for Dwayne and his wife and his family. And if you're just not joining in, we want to encourage you through the Word of God that God is real. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And there is the Word from the Lord. If you have your Bibles, amen. Thank God for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you have your Bibles, would you please go to John, the 8th chapter, starting at verse 41. John chapter 8, verse 41. Amen. If you're just now tuning in, we are going to the Word of God in John chapter 8, verse 41. The Word of God is saying, Jesus has stated, he said, ye do the deeds of your Father. Then said they to him, I'm talking about the Jews, we be not born in fornication. We have one Father, even God. 42 says, Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abided not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convince me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeks and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never be dead. Bless the hearer, the reader, and the doer of the Word of God. meditate on that word just a minute. It's important to understand that the word of God is true. A lot of us want to say the word of God in certain situations in their life. Truth not be. Maybe. This little teeny in there. The Pharisees was given the word to control them, but they couldn't see where the Messiah was coming. They could see the works of Jesus. Because no man is dying.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Here. praying because the Holy Spirit got me up. Mm-hmm. Praying. Mm-hmm. There's so much that's happening in this world we live in. We don't have the woman stand up. We don't have the pastor.
Yeah, I'm back on. I got a lady I want you to talk with. Her name is Beverly. And a woman that God is using, I want you to know, we're going to pray with her for her, and we're going to believe God do something. Because I know this much, Kevin. See that he's in Hempstead, Texas. There's a person from Hempstead on the East Coast. This goes around the world. And so what I'm trying to do is, we try to do is reach him to us. And I say this to you. God has love for you. Kevin?
Hello?
How are you doing? Get your chair and come on, sit down. Kevin, hold on. I got you on line. You there, Kevin? All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, it's a nice night to do the revival. There's a young lady that I met, her name is, I call her Beverly Hubert. And I want you to know that what God is, only up to the morning. And she brought a friend of hers. And I'll tell you about the young man who's going to get married tomorrow, and you bless him. And here is Beverly. And I want you to speak a word over her, because they both have confessed Jesus Christ. They both believe that he died for their sins and was raised from the dead. They want to stand in the right understanding with God. They don't want to hear what the world says. They want what God has to say. And I know, Kevin, you're a man of God. So if you can speak a word to them, it'll be a blessing. Kevin?
I'm right here. I'm waiting for her to respond. Hello?
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
What would you like what would you like to pray over? Pray for? What would you like to touch and agree with?
I have issues with trust issues and issues with depression.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. Pray. See, what's important is that your trust may be in the Lord. The Bible is saying in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now, I know you have issues in trust, but you have to understand that no human being on this earth, on this face of the earth, no human being on the face of this earth is all out completely. We have one that lived the life, walked this earth, and God accepted him. We call his name, his son, Jesus.
Yeshua.
That's why we have to trust Jesus. You can drop your trust. You can trust in Jesus. Depression, you can give that to Jesus. Any situation that you find yourself in, we all have situations. We all have issues. Don't let anybody tell you that we don't have issues. Don't let anybody think that they don't have some things that they're going through. We all are going through some things. And I'm not necessarily blaming the devil for it at all. I'm just saying that we have some learned behavior issues that we have that we're dealing with that can cause us to hurt others unaware. We have some issues that we're trying to get things done. We have situations in our life that we're trying to do it on our own strength, but we can't do it. That's the reason why we need Jesus. No other reason why. We need Jesus for everything. We need him for the air that we breathe. We need him to say in the morning time, live and not die. We need him to give our body strength. We need him for everything. If you have depression issues, the Word of God is saying, just cast it all to Jesus. He said on the very that great day of that last day, he said, come unto me, all those that labor and heavy laden, and I will give them rest. We need to rely on the rest of Jesus. There is a rest that you can enter into the Lord, and it's only through Jesus. There's a rest. There's a rest for your soul. There's a rest that will give you comfort. There's a rest found in Jesus. You can cast all of your cares upon the Lord. Whatever that's going on, whatever situation you find yourself in, depend on that rest. I depend on that rest. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. We have some issues going on. We have situations that we find ourselves in. Sometimes it's no fault of your own. But we do have those issues. We have situations that we got ourselves in, and we find ourselves trying to fix it. But we can't fix it. That's why we have Jesus. We can cast that care upon the Lord. We can cast those hurts, those trust issues, those depression issues. We can cast all of that upon the Lord. Don't let the devil fool you thinking that you're all by yourself. Don't let the devil fool you that you have to fix it for yourself. You cannot fix it for yourself. I can't fix it for myself. Even though it keeps coming up, I still have to continue to rely and trust on the Lord, because that's the only thing that matters. We have to trust in the Lord with all that we're going through, with every situation, with every circumstance. We bless it. We bless God for our food. We bless him for the things, the good things that he brings to us. Shouldn't we not bless God for the things that we go through? We're all,
Amen.
Every last one of us on this radio station, every last one of us is going through something. It's a partaker of Christ's suffering. You didn't ask which way it's going to come. You don't know how it's going to come. You don't know when it's going to come. You don't know how long it's going to be. You just don't know. Paul did not know yet how that thorn was going to be in his flesh. He just didn't know. Peter didn't know until God showed him how he must take off this tent very shortly. We just don't know. But the Holy
Amen.
Ghost will never leave us ignorant.
Amen.
Amen.
We have to understand that we're going to go through some things to no fault of your own. And there's going to be some circumstances that may upset you. There's going to be some things sometimes that may seem like you're all alone. There's going to be some things. And if you're relying on the church and the way it is right now, then you're either relying on the wrong substance. We need to rely solely, securely in the Word of God. That's our only comfort.
Amen.
There's a lot of people that'll give you a philosophy. They call themselves Christians, but their philosophy is not going to last. But the Word of God
Amen.
Will. And the Word of God is saying this here. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding. Don't nobody want to be alone. Nobody wants to. You see, when you're in a depression state, sometimes it makes you feel like you're alone. I've been there. Nobody knows that I had that 30-30 in my mouth wanting to kill myself. Nobody knows, but you know. But you know now. The radio station know now. Nobody knows when I fell in the depression at 16 years old that I was going to kill myself, that I wanted to quit school. But you know now.
Hallelujah.
See, you know the situation. See, when you get down to the bottom of the line of it, it wasn't my ability to play sports that made me so great. That's just a giver. That's just a gift.
Jesus, Jesus.
But it was by God's grace and his mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
See, it was only by God's grace and his mercy. But you know now. The people on the radio station, they know now. It was only by God's grace and his mercy. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
See, that's why you
Mighty
that's
God.
Why your deliverance come from.
Hallelujah.
When you can give God all the glory.
Yes,
it's not about me.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why I say don't let nobody fool you thinking that you're all by yourself. You're not.
Mercy.
Nobody wants you to be in a state of depression. That's the works of the devil. Depression will take you so far where you're thinking that you're all by yourself. Then it'll start talking to you. Nobody likes you. You're so dark.
You
just get darker and darker. Every summer you get darker and darker. And your hair is so kinky. It starts rolling up. Every time you comb your head, it seems like it rolls right back up. But the devil is a lie. But you have to understand that it's only by God's grace and his mercy.
Lord,
amen.
That's why the Bible says when you're trusting in the Lord with all your heart, don't lean upon your own understanding of what the word, what somebody else is telling you in your ear and what your mind is entertaining. You have to realize what the Bible says. The Bible says that you have a new mind. The Bible says you're new in Christ. That's what the Bible says. I didn't write it in there. It says that you're a new Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a what? He's a new creature. See, depression is not in Christ.
Yes, Lord.
He says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. See, you're new in Christ. See, you have to understand that, that depression is from the devil.
Hallelujah.
But God, God Almighty gives you a new mind. He gives you a new body. He said, present yourself a living sacrifice. See, when you start presenting yourself, the Bible in James, it talks about draw near to God, and he should draw near to you. Resist the devil, and guess what? He has to flee. He has to flee.
Amen. Amen.
I don't care if that depression spirit tries to come back again. You just keep drawing near to God. You can't get too close to God.
Amen.
Every one of your situations that you may find yourself in right now, you can't get too close to God that God can't hear you.
Yeah.
He said, before you ask, he will do what? He'll answer you.
Amen.
We're all a partakers of his suffering. You don't have to do anything wrong for you not to suffer. Jesus did it.
Come on.
He didn't do anything wrong, and guess what? He suffered, bled, and died.
Come on, hallelujah.
He suffered and he bled and died. And that's the reason why you are a partaker of his suffering. I don't care what depression try to come up against you, what kind of loneliness you may try to feel, guess what? It's a partaker of Christ. You can handle this here because guess what? The Bible says you're more than a conqueror. You need to understand that when you look up, don't be looking down. When you look up, Christ is there. You look up. The Bible says, call ye upon the Lord. Psalms 121. I called upon the Lord, and he did what? He heard. Not cry. He heard it. I don't care how bad it may seem. God will hear your cry. I don't care what the devil says. And for you out there that's listening that has went through something that I went through, and by God's grace and mercy that I'm still here alive today, whatever that you're going through, see, now you know. Now you know the story. It's all open. Guess what? God gets the glory.
Yeah.
I can win the battle.
Amen.
But God gave me the victory.
Yeah.
And I give God the glory. God gets the glory.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Pray, Beverly. Yes. Pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, just touching and agreeing right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
We thank you right now for this opportunity. We thank you right now for this time on this side of time that you allocated for man to live by. You said it in your word. It's an appointed time for man once to die. But right now, Father, we're alive in you, Lord Jesus. And we come before you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you right now because we have the victory. Father, we denounce that spirit of depression. We denounce that spirit of loneliness that tries to captivate our minds, that make us seem like we're unworthy, that make us seem like we have no wealth. But, Father, we thank you right now for the victory found in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we look into Jesus as the author and the finisher of our faith. You're the one that wrote it today, Father, that we will be on the radio right now. You're the one that orchestrated today, Father, that we will be on the radio right now declaring the victory. And, Father, we give you the victory right now. We claim depression spirit, you go back to the pit from hell from which you come from, and we command you in the name of Jesus. And now, Father, we loose the spirit of joy, love, peace, self-control, gentleness.
Hallelujah.
Release the spirits of the living God in this life right now, in the name
Lord
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Not only in her
name
life, her life, everyone that's on this radio station right now, release you, Holy Ghost God, that you may perform
Holy
what
Ghost
you have already
God.
Predestined to perform in our lives. We say, have
Thank
your way, Lord. Lord,
have
we give
way,
ourselves
God.
Away, Lord. Not
we
according to our will, Lord, but
yes,
Lord, according to the name of Jesus, according to in the name of Jesus, we give ourselves away, Lord, and Lord, you have your way. Have your way in our soul. Have your way in our heart. Have your way in our mind, Father. Take on the mind of Christ, Father, to learn your ways. And Lord, we thank you right now.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name, we give you the glory right now.
Give you the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your head up. The psalmist says, I will lift unto the hills which come in my help. Guess what? The next verse says this here. All of my help. All of my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You can't get no bigger than that. All of your help, all of my help, Beverly, all of my help, all of my insecurities, all of my faults, but all when I acknowledge them, all of my help cometh from the Lord. And if the Lord see fit to use a man, so be it. Let God be the glory. If the Lord see fit to send some help to a woman, if the God see fit to bring to work it through the government, so help God can still get the glory. But guess what? I look unto the hills from which cometh my help. And all, not some. It says all of my help cometh from the Lord. All of it. All of your
Amen.
Help coming from the Lord.
Amen.
All of it.
Amen.
Whatever
Amen.
It is,
Amen.
You know that all of your help coming from the Lord.
Amen.
Whatever kind of situation you find yourself, you know that if you look unto the hills which come into your help,
Amen.
All Hallelujah. Of your help coming from the Lord.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Lord will not suffer you
Amen.
To be tempted
Thank you, Lord.
With none that you can't bear.
Amen. Amen.
He will
Amen.
Not do that. And God does not tempt you. He's not the God
Amen.
To be tempting you.
Amen.
He may let certain circumstances happen, but guess what? God is a God that loves you, and he chastens us all.
Amen.
He chastens us all. We're not exempt. Nobody on this earth is exempt. The wicked may
right
do
now.
What they do, but after they do what they do, you may have to look at them. And you may want to try to find them, and you may not be able to find them.
All right. That's the word right there. That's
but
the
all
word.
Of your help, all of your help coming from the Lord, all of it.
Amen. Amen.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where, what situation you find yourself in, but the Bible is right, and somebody else is wrong.
All right.
But your help coming from the Lord. If you're out there today and you're listening on this radio station and you're undecided about your life, and you're undecided about it, you may just be found yourself pregnant. You may find yourself in a same sex relationship. You may find yourself in whatever, just getting kicked out of your home. You may find yourself losing your home. You may find yourself losing your job. Whatever the circumstances that is, but if you just the Book of Jobs, Joel says. If you just call on the name whosoever, to call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. You need to be delivered.
Thank you, God.
You may go down to Jenny Craig. You may go down to that this abuse counseling thing and stay a couple of months down there. But guess what? When you want a true deliverance with no side effects, go to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hey, glory.
Whatever you find yourself in, when you want true deliverance, when you whore yourself knowing that I'm a man and I got a man for my wife, a man for my lover, when you whore yourself and you come to yourself, as the word of God says, I pray the spirit of the prodigal son as he came to himself over your life, that you may come to yourself, my brother, that you may, my sister. As a prodigal, the Bible says, and when he came to himself, come to yourself and realize I need Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus is the only way. We love you. We love you because God is love. We have no stones to store at you. I drop my stone. I have no stone to throw at you. I drop my rock. I drop it. I have no rock to throw at you. What I give you is love. What I give you is love through the Holy Ghost. I have no rock to throw at you. For all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. I drop my rock.
How long have you had this? Thank you, Jesus.
Give your life to Jesus. Let God into your life. Let God into your life. Bless the Lord God Almighty. God deserves the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Let's look at that word. Let's look at the word of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5. If you go there real quick, if you go there, go to Proverbs, the book of wisdom, chapter 3, verse 5.
Yes, amen.
Let's look at that word today. Let's check it out, what the word is saying today. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
Oh. Awesome.
Just think about how you give your job all of your ability, and you stay late to work.
Come on.
And then you get there real early for work. And just think, that's just a monetarial thing. You devote your whole life for your inventions because you trust in what you're doing for the betterment of mankind. You're a scientist. You trust that you have the equilibrium of the knowledge to break down that cell to find out what's really going on in this body. And what we're really on in this mind of new neurology. But just think about it. But the Bible is saying, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Because look at what you're trusting in. Look at who you're trusting in. You're trusting in the God that made you. The God that sustains you. The God that gives you knowledge. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Look at what could happen if you don't trust in the Lord. You can find yourself in an MHMR situation. You can find yourself being locked up behind your own fault, and sometimes no fault of your own. But the word is saying today, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. What happens sometimes in that? In your life, you start leaning upon your own understanding, and sometimes you start trying to help God out instead of trusting him to work it out. In the church, they sing this song and say, Jesus can work it out. You may have been trying to work it out, figure it out, and God is saying, I already worked it out if you just trusted me with all your heart.
Yes.
Sometimes in our situation, we start leaning up on our own understanding, trying to help God out when he didn't already worked it out. Why?
Yeah.
Because when we start leaning up on our own understanding, think about you leaning now. Just physically, you're leaning over, and you're watching what you're going to fall against. You're watching, saying, I'm going to lean and fall on that ground. But when you trust in the Lord with all your heart, you don't have to worry about leaning because you're looking to Jesus. See, when you're looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, you know that whatever situation you find yourself in, the author and the finisher of your faith has already written the passage for you to escape. You just got to hold on.
Amen.
So you lean upon your own understanding. You take your own self. You take your own knowledge to try to get you out of that situation instead of trusting in him with all your heart. See, when you recognize the author and the finisher of your faith, you recognize that Jesus has already made a way of escape. He already did. Because look at what an author do. Sometimes he put himself in the book. Sometimes he get multiple characters. He's an author.
That's
he
right.
can do what he want to do. Jesus can do what he want to do with your life. He knows more about you than you know yourself. Don't you know your heel is going to be hurting in the next few minutes and you're going to get a sharp pain? You're going to acknowledge that?
Right.
Say, man, I got a sharp pain in my heel. Well, the author and the finisher of faith already knew that. He knew before you did.
Amen.
Don't you know you're driving down that, road and you're going to run that stop sign? And then the author and the finisher of faith says, I'm not going to let any cars be at that stop sign when they run that stop sign.
Come on.
Because he's the author and the finisher of faith. He wrote it already in there. And then when you cross the stop sign, you say, man, I ran that stop sign. Lord,
amen.
I thank you. But he already wrote it in there.
Amen.
Don't you know that God, being the author and the finisher of your faith, he already writes things of blessings and things that make you shine and give him the glory?
Hallelujah.
And you don't have to lean upon your own understanding. This is what happens. You start trying to help God when he's already worked it out. He has already worked it out. All he's saying is, if you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If you believe in God, believe also in me. He has already worked it out. He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. A place that has your name written on it. There's no a seat that's already set for RSVP with your name written on it.
Yay.
He's already waiting for you. But you start waiting, you start leaning upon your own understanding, trying to get there when he already worked it out so you can be there.
Oh,
come on now.
Thank you, Jesus.
He just wants you to continue to walk in the strip of righteousness. He's just waiting for you to walk in the strip of obedience. He's waiting for you to surrender your life to him. He's waiting for you to say, yes, Lord.
Yes.
Look at the Middle East.
Yes,
okay, he's waiting for you. Get your life so. Get your life saved. Get your life saved. Save your life in Jesus. You cannot save yourself. You have to give your life in Jesus. You have to give yourself to the Lord. Present your body to Jesus. Confess. If I can confess, the Bible says in Romans 10:9, all you have to do is confess. If I can just believe in your heart. I'm not talking about your mind confessing. I'm talking about your heart confessing. I'm talking about you giving a full, getting real. Get yourself real.
Amen.
Get yourself real with Jesus.
Yes, amen.
If you've never been real before, get yourself real with Jesus. You know the situation that you find yourself in, but get all that away. Just get it out of the way. Get it out of all the way. Get it out of the way and get your life just like from here to there. Just like he's talking to you in front of your face right now. You say, Lord, forgive me of all of my sins. Lord, you know my faults. You know the things that torment me. But, Lord, I'm getting those all out of the way. Lord, I need your life. I need you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When you say thank you, Jesus, that means that you believe that he is. When you say thank you, Jesus, that means that you believe that he is.
Hallelujah.
Give your life to Jesus. This is what it's all about. It's not about what's going on in Chicago, New York. It's all about you getting your life to Jesus. Somebody needs to be saved. And it's our responsibilities as true believers to go beyond.
Oh, yeah.
Go beyond. They got this game out called Call of Duty. You've been called to duty. You've been called to be in the war. He said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you.
Yeah.
Called to duty. You've been called to duty.
Yes.
You know what God is expecting for you to do when you say yes, Lord? You know what he's expecting for you to do. God does not expect for him to be patting you all day long.
Come on.
God does not expect for you to be patted every now and then. When you've been called to duty to be called a true believer in Christ Jesus, you're called to give him all the glory. The battle is not yours. You're going to go into some battles, but the battle is not yours because you've been called to duty. Some days you're going to have some scars. Some days you're going to have to dig your hole deeper. Some days you're just going to have to stand and stand firm on what you believe on him.
Hallelujah.
He says, above all, stand, having your loins girded about with truth. It's a word. It's a word. Stand. Stand. Having the full armor of God on. You've been called to duty. God does not leave you with just a toothpick to fight your battle against the devil. He gave you a word. He gave you a word.
Yes, Lord.
He says, speak the word.
Yeah.
Speak the word of God. In the name of Jesus, whatever that's coming up against you, you can call it in the name of Jesus and command it to be gone, be put where it's supposed to be put, in a pit from hell. In the name of Jesus. The families out there that's on the radio station that you're going through, you may not be in agreement right now, but you're going through some things. We want to pray for you. We want to pray that the peace of God will rule in your heart.
Yes, Lord.
You can come to a situation of a misunderstanding, but we still be talking about the same thing.
Amen.
It's just a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
But let the peace of God rule in your heart.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes you're not going to get your way.
Amen.
This is not a dictatorship.
Right.
This is not about the Republican and the Democrat.
Amen.
This is not about that. Fire. It's about the Word of God. And the Word of God is bottom line of it, it's all about love.
Yeah.
So you have to take down for love. Jesus did it. God gave it.
Hallelujah.
God says, I know they deserve all death. But I'm going to send my very best. I'm going to send them love.
Yes, Lord.
Love.
Yes, Lord.
Every continent is going through some things. But I'm going to send you love. Every family is going through some things because the hours are getting short. The days are getting shorter. You can't tell the seasons from what's going. But we have love. We have love found in Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me now? Can we get into agreement right now? Just pray for these families right now. Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. From the bottom of our heart to the depths of our soul, we thank you right now, Father. Father, we lift up every family from the north to the south, to the east and to the west, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We lift up every family right now, Father. Father, I know it's more than 10 people on this radio station right now. Father, your word says one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000, but it's more than 10 people on this radio station, Father, touching and agreeing, lifting up every one of these families, every nation, tribe, tongue, in the jungle, in the city, in the country, in the field. Father, we lifting up every family that's under the freeway right now, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you intercede on their behalf. Father, that you will loose your angel, that you have got camp over every one of these souls right now, Father, that the peace of God will rest, rule, and abide in their heart. In the name of Jesus, that they would be coming to themselves, Father, and call on the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm calling on biblical mathematics. Whatever that 10 people, more than 10 people on this radio station, that checking in the grid, Father, the biblical mathematics, Father, is yours. It's not about us. The biblical mathematics, Father. Father, I gave you the biblical mathematics of what you said in your word as far as we know it, Father. The word is true. And, Father, we believe on it. We stand on it, Father, and we live according to the word of God. Oh, God, one can put 1,000. Two could put 10,000. And it's more than 10 on this radio station, Father. And the biblical mathematics is that we give you glory, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Biblical mathematics. God get the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lean not unto your own understanding. God does not need our input. He needs our obedience. He needs our total commitment in obedience. That's what he needs. Despite what others are doing, despite how good it may look, God needs our total obedience to the word.
Amen.
When you give God your total obedience to the word, he says, I have a vessel down there that I could use.
Amen.
I can exalt them because they're staying humble right now. I can exalt them high because they're staying humble. The Bible talks about if you humble yourself before the Lord, he will exalt you in due time. That timing is of the Lord. It's not about nobody else. It's not about you wanting to gain your promotion. It's not about that. It's about your total commitment to obedience to the word of God, period. I'm not talking about a denomination. I'm not talking about a church. I'm talking about your total obedience to Jesus. Your ability to commune with him, your ability to pray with him, pray to him and pray for your others in obedience to the word.
Yes.
Sometimes we have got so selfish in praying for ourselves, asking the Lord for this, asking the Lord for that. But the Bible tells us to pray for one another.
Yes.
What are they going to think bad of me? That's not the church they think bad of you. Forget the church. Tell somebody that you trust to pray for you.
Come on.
Be specific in what you need to be praying for.
That's right.
Pray for one another that they may be what? Healed. And then it went on and says this here. It says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, a woman, availeth much. This is not about how long you pray. You don't have to pray long. You ain't got to pray for an hour. It's about your fervent prayer. Your fervent prayer. Your honest prayer that God is seeing from the heart.
Yes,
when you kneel down and you call on the name of Jesus, and you call on the Father in the name of Jesus, your fervent prayer is being heard. A fervent prayer is Daniel 9. The Bible says that from the first time that Daniel prayed, that angel were dispensed to bring him the word. So it's important that we understand how your prayer, through your faith of action, can you receive. Because you speak those things that be not as though they were. Stop looking at the circumstances. Well, it seems to be getting worse after I started praying for him. I don't care what it looked like. Don't care how it seemed like. Just know this one path. It's going to happen. Righteousness will prevail. The devil is a lie. You got the authority to bind. If it's a drunken spirit coming home, you drunken demon, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, bring sobriety to him, soberness to him in the name of Jesus. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. See, when you start speaking the word of God, when you start glorifying God's word, the enemy wants you to focus on the circumstances of what you see. But it's not about what we see. It's about who we see.
Amen. Amen.
We
Amen.
See Jesus. Yes. We see Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. It's not about what you hear. It's who we hear. We hear the word. The word came alive. And the word
Amen.
Was made flesh.
Amen.
And the word dwelled among men.
Amen.
And guess what? They heard the word saying, follow me, and I will make you become fishermen of men.
Yeah.
That's the word.
That's the word. That's what the word said. The word said, you follow me, and I will make you to become fishermen of men.
Man.
So he needs our obedience. He needs our obedience. He doesn't need any help. He needs our total 100 100% obedience to following him.
All right now.
Hey, guess who's going to get the glory? He will get the glory.
Yes, amen.
Leaning upon your own understanding.
Thank you,
leaning upon your own understanding, it may happen for a little bit, go well, but guess what? All hell will break loose in a minute.
All right.
Because you're leaning upon your own understanding. That's why we have to do this here, saints. You have to look to Jesus as the author and finisher of your what? Faith. You got to look to Jesus. So what it seems like, I can help God out just a little. I can just add this little in there. And you didn't even acknowledge him, see?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? All of this here, everything that he worked up into, you see in a manifestation of him working it out, and you added that little to it, and all of it just start over again. What God does, he takes his hands off of it because he touched it. And so he has to fix what you already messed up. See, God, the Father, is a master. He's a master builder. Every little period, every little comma, every little semicolon is there for a reason. Everything. The changes of the time. Look how this grass changed in the wintertime. It lays dormant with snow all on top of it. Sometimes it just ice over for days. And you're thinking that can't grow in there. That grass ain't going to grow no more. It's been down there for weeks like that snow. But in the changing of season, it comes back again, green as ever. God is a master builder. He's a master at what he does. When you see a fly pass by, you realize, what purpose is that fly? God is a master at what he does. That fly, that ant, that butterfly, all of them have a specific purpose upon this earth. They're not created just to be creating something. God does not create something just to be creating something. Just think about the concrete that you walk on. This concrete is a purpose for this concrete. It stabilizes foundation when it's bad. It's strengthening highways where people can get around. And it deteriorates water where it can flow real quickly instead of just piled up into one specific area. There's a purpose for this here. And without concrete, this steel that's inside this concrete is there for a reason. It strengthens the concrete. It's even more so that big, heavy vehicles can drive up and down the highway, won't crack it and fall. There's a purpose for everything up under the sun. So your purpose, man's purpose, was for him to give God the glory. You have a purpose in your obedience to the Lord. You may be saying, well, I don't know the Lord. I don't even believe. You may be on the radio saying that, I don't know the Lord. How can I believe in him? Well, look at this here. Who wakes you up? Does the alarm clock wake you up? Or does God wake you up? The time clock of you going to bed when you get tired, what happens in that? Do you work yourself up so tired where you go to sleep and you don't ever wake up anymore? Your ability to see the sun every morning time. See, it rises in the east and to the west. The sun never breaks a breaker. Think about that. You never have to travel thousands of light years to flip the breaker upon this sun. And if you're thinking about this scientific thing that they talk about, the Big Bang Theory, that we came out of the ocean we came from the apes, how come there's not any more transformation and there's apes out there in the zoo? Do you see a monkey here talking to you under the cage saying, I'm waiting for my transformation? God is in control. You were created to give him praise. Stop leaning upon your own understanding. Stop leaning on what you hear on TV. The Bible gives you a full analysis of what's going on in this world. You can read it through the Bible.
the body is to be present with the Ghost.
Jesus is there. Jesus is the reason.
As his flesh will rise up.
We're here to encourage you in the Lord. If you're just now listening in, tuning in today, we want to welcome you to the radio station, and it's important that you understand that Jesus is coming back. Time is running out. And if you're not saved, we want to pray for you. We want to exalt you. We want to plead with you to think about it, to do the right thing, give your life to Christ. Because the Bible says that you're going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the things that you have done in your body. Jesus has died and rose again to pay for our future sins, past sins, and present sins. If you're not saved, if you have never given your life to Christ, there's a destruction called hell waiting for you. And hell is real. A lot of people believe in heaven. A few people believe in hell, a lake of torment forever and ever, where one never die. But that's real. That's a real place. That's a real place that God has prepared for the devil and his angels and for all unbelievers and liars. There's a real place called a torment of hell, a lake of fire, where the fire never quench and the worms die not. Give your life to Christ. You can read it through the Bible. You can read it from the beginning to the ending. There's a place called hell, and this earth is not hell. You may suffer some things, but this is not hell. You may be living a ravished life. You may be a model. You may be a banker. You may be an executive. You may be living a ravished lifestyle and thinking that everything is okay, but you don't have a relationship with Jesus. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, then you're on your way to a destruction called hell. You can't pay your way out of it. You can't influence your way out of it. You can't philosophize your way out of it. The Bible says it's an appointed time. This is a time where you need to realize that even if you paid for it with your children, you cannot. All you did is just killed your children. You need to give your life to Christ. Back in the Old Testament days, they did that. They sacrificed to devils that they called gods, passing their children through the fire, killing their own children that they birthed for 9 months. But you don't have to do that anymore. God does not require the sacrifices of cattle, of land, all of that stuff. All he requires is that you give your life to his dear son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
That's
amen.
All God requires is that you believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you make him Lord and Savior and give your life to him.
Thank you, Lord.
This is the reason why if you're on this radio station, this is our ordained moment for you, that we encourage you to give your life to Christ. Just think about the things that you're going through and you're still not happy. Just think about the circumstances that you got all this money and you're still not happy. Just think about you may have the wonderful family, but you're still not happy. Something inside you just compels you to do what's wrong. You're not happy. You need to give your life to Jesus. You don't need to go around this lifestyle trying to see the whole world and you're not happy. It's wonder the world is a beautiful thing, but you're still not. That doesn't make you happy. That doesn't satisfy you. You may have everything that you desire, a diamond on every finger and ring and toes and whatever. You may have the best perfume or the best dress. You may have tailor-made suits and dresses, and you're still not happy. You may find yourself every day you go to work and people just love you, but you're still not happy. Well, your happiness is not in the things that you have, in the abundance of things that you possess. Your happiness is not like that. Your happiness is found in Jesus Christ. Why? It's because he can give you a peace a joy that surpasses all understanding. He can give you the joy of the Lord can be your strength. You may not have a dime in your pocket, but if you just start thinking on the goodness of God, this banker got millions of dollars, and guess what? He lose half of that, and he want to kill himself. He's not happy. He done made this wealth his God. He done worked up so much stuff and did so many deals that he done gained all this money, and guess what? Just in the twinkle of an eye, he lost it all, and he'll kill himself because he's not thinking that I still got half. I can still make it. It's same here. You need Jesus. Are you listening to me out there? You need the Lord. God is there for you. God wants to commune with you. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, wants to build a relationship with you. It's just that important that you understand that God wants a relationship with you, and you can have that relationship with him. It's not that hard for you to have a relationship with Jesus. Give your life to the Lord, because it's important that you understand the things that you obtain cannot get you into heaven. You cannot take it with you. I don't care how much you have. I don't care how fine it may look. You may have the most precious pearl that nobody else can have. And guess what? You cannot take it with you. Now, get this here. Now, when you die, somebody's going to go through your stuff. And the things that you make, the things that you deem so valuable, it may not mean a thing to them. It may not mean a thing to them. And so it's not about the abundance of the things that you own. It's about your relationship with Jesus. Because we will, if the Lord tarry, we will get up out of here.
Right.
But you have to understand, your relationship must be found in Jesus.
Amen.
If you're thinking about, well, I can give my life when I get sick, they call that a deathbed repentance. Who's to say that you're going to be thinking about that when you die? You may be thinking about your wealth. Man, I didn't get to spend the millions of dollars and hear this fool coming in here saying that you need to sign this paper to turn all of your assets over to me. And you're looking at them real crazy, and you're thinking about your stuff that you acquired, and you know the lifestyle that they've been living, and you're just thinking about, man, they're going to take all that money and go to Rio and start gambling. And gamble all that money. It won't have enough money to gain back, come back home. See, you may be thinking about that instead of thinking about your relationship with Jesus.
Come on.
So many things can happen. You just don't never know. And you're thinking that you can have a deathbed repentance and give your life to Jesus? Who's to say that you're going to be thinking about that? That's why the Bible says, while the blood is still running warm in your veins, give your life to Christ. That means that you have an opportunity to give your life to Christ. Stop playing those games with your life. Because all it is, it's like you playing Russian roulette with a rolling gun, and you're saying, I'm finna pull the trigger because I know I got an empty chamber in there. But you're lying to yourself. You don't know when you're going to leave. Give your life to Christ today. I beg of you today, if you get anything, give your life to Jesus. Stop playing this game that the world wants you to play in. They want you all in a big circle thinking that we're having fun, like MTV, like VH1. We are having fun. That we're having fun on all these award shows, and we're making all these jokes. That's just the world things of doing things. But they're not thinking about Jesus.
No.
They're not thinking about the righteousness of God.
Come on.
They're not thinking about, guess what? I bet you somebody in that audience probably died. Or had a loved one that knew somebody that died. You just don't ever know. You just don't ever know. You don't know. But guess what? Death is at our doorstep on all of us. Every second, somebody's dying. Every second. Every second. They don't have to be sick. They don't have to get shot. They don't have to get car ran over. They don't have to have an aneurysm. They don't have to have a stroke. They don't have to have cancer. The Bible says it's an appointed time for man to die. Then afterwards,
amen,
the judgment. And that's the judgment is what we fear. Because we know that Jesus Christ would not be the loving Savior as he is right now, sitting on the right hand of the Father. When the Father says it's time, Jesus is getting up and he's coming back for his people. And then we that remain will be caught up to meet him in the air. And the Bible says it's going to happen as a twinkling of an eye. And for you that doesn't know, the twinkling of the eye is when the light registers to the brain. Before you can blink, that's how fast the twinkling of an eye is. When your light, the sun's light, registers to the brain, that's faster than you can say, "Forgive me, Jesus." You just missed out. That's fast. That's faster than lightning falling from heaven. You can see that lightning, but that's faster than that, the twinkling of an eye. It's imperative that you be aboard of the family, the heavenly family of Jesus, that you be found being, hearing his voice, calling upon him. Open your heart to receive God. Open your heart to receive him. Talk to him. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Recognize that he is the Son of God. Make him Lord and Savior of your life. And stop leaning upon your own understanding, worrying about how I'm going to come to him. Just come to him like I'm speaking to you. Just come to him. You don't have to get into a suit. You don't have to get into a dress. You don't have to get into a format of a long drawn-out prayer. You can be right there in a crowded room, hearing everybody knocking on the door, telling you, "What you doing in there?" But you're on the phone. You're on the phone listening to me pleading with you to give your life to Christ. And I'm pleading with you today, give your life to Christ. God loves you. Those people in the next room, they may love you, but they can't love you like God loves you. They can't pay for your sins. Even if they wanted to, it wouldn't do them any good. God accepted Jesus Christ, the penalty that he paid for our sin. He accepted that, that sacrificial praise. He did it all for us out of love. He said, "Greater love than no man than this, that one lay down his life for his friend." That's great love. And just think about how many times that you have done things and that greater love overshadow you through grace and mercy. Greater love.
Greater love.
We love each other. And
greater
the characteristics
love.
Of love is not a tingling symbol. Love is an action word.
Come
love
on.
Compels you to go not 1 mile, but if you got to go 20, it compels you to go 20. Love, greater love. Love bends itself not. Love is not boastful, proud, arrogant, conceited. Love does not come in the state of strife, division, chaos, and confusion. Love does not come that way. Love comes from the heart. Love is an action word. Love is compassion, empathy, putting oneself in the other situation's shoes. Love. There's no greater love than the love of God. Then one lay down his life for his friend. There's no greater love. Love will make you do, if you can't swim and you see somebody in that water dying, especially a child or whatever, and you can't swim, love will make you say that, love would not say that you can't swim. Love would find the need to make it happen.
Amen.
The Bible talks about this here. It says, love lifted me. When nothing else could do, when nothing else could help, think about it.
Love.
Hallelujah. Woo!
Nothing
that jumped up in my soul right then. Thank you, Jesus. See, love, when nothing else could save me, love stepped in and died for me.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When nothing
Hallelujah.
Else could do, love lifted me. Brought me out of the pit of the horrible, murky, marry clay. Love lifted me. when
Amen.
Nothing else could do.
Yes,
and love,
Amen.
When love came and died for us and rose again and sitting on the right hand of the Father, love says,
yes.
I'm sending a helper back for you. I'm sending someone back for you. Not to just be with you, but to be in you. Love.
Love.
That's what love did. And for you that doesn't has not made a decision to lose, to give Jesus your life, please give your life to Jesus. You're not too young.
Amen.
You're not too old. You can't do that. Guilt are set in if you're thinking that you've been a murderer and don't nobody else know. But love is forgiving love. Love will forgive.
Amen.
Love will forgive.
Amen.
You know, I remember a story they told when the Passion of Christ was being showed, and this young man killed his sweetheart, and everybody thought it was somebody else. And he went to the Passions of Christ, and he watched this movie, and it compelled him to turn himself in of being the culprit of that murder.
Amen. Love. I remember that.
Love is powerful.
Jesus is powerful.
God is love. See, love says, it says love will cover a multitude of faults. A multitude. That's why God is love. Jesus is love. But God so loved the world that he gave us love. He gave us Jesus to die for our sins. Should we not give our life to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith? Just think what you're leaning upon your own understanding about. You've been struggling for years to try to make this happiness. You've been struggling to get all this wealth. You've been struggling to pay these bills for this house. You've been struggling to keep these kids in school. But when you give your life to Jesus, you don't have to struggle no more. Because if you keep your focus in Jesus,
that's
God
right.
will never, never suffer you to be in want. The patriotic David says, I once was young, and now I'm old. But I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the righteous seed begging bread.
Amen.
Amen.
That's word. That ain't right in there. That was a king of Israel. He never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Guess what? They didn't have what they want, but they had exactly what they needed.
Hallelujah. Amen.
See, God would elevate them. You know why he elevated them? Because they kept it in the right perspective. It's just S-T-U-F-F. That's all it is. You can't take that stuff with you. They kept it in the right perspective, recognizing that. See, the book of Job, he kept it in the right perspective. When his kids, and when he heard about all these calamities happening to him, and then the one came and said, all your kids was over at your oldest son's house. And all of them died. The house fell on all of them. He kept it in the right perspective. Look at what he did. He rent his clothes, threw on some ashes, laid in the dust, and worshiped, saying, the Lord give it, and the Lord has taken away. But it didn't stop there. He says, blessed be the name of the Lord.
And in the name of the Lord.
Right perspective. It's nothing wrong with you gaining wealth. Nothing wrong at all. But you have to keep it in its right perspective. You have to have your mind stayed on Jesus.
Yes.
You have to understand this here. Don't lean upon your own understanding to gain more of it when people are saying there's another way to gain this here and you're doing it unrighteously.
Come on.
There's consequences for you gaining that stuff unrighteously, and you're going to suffer the consequences. Give your life to Jesus. Whatever that you find yourself in, whatever that you find yourself doing, stop right now repent of it, turn away from it, and turn to Jesus. Stop right there. Repent of it, drop it, turn away from it, and give your life to Jesus. Stop it. Because you don't know, you never know what the next 5 minutes is going to bring. You just don't never know. I don't know. And the Bible has already said this here. Get ready. See, T.D. Jakes says that. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. But the Bible doesn't say that. It says this here. Be ye ready. Because no man knows the day nor the hour of when the Son of Man is going to appear. Be ye ready. Stop leaning upon your own understanding, thinking that you got time. That's a lie from the devil. You don't know how much time that you have. That's why you have to be ready. That's why you have to give your life to Jesus, because you just don't know. The whole house can cave in and kill everybody in the house except for you. And they may have been, they may call, you may hear them calling on the Lord, and you're still right there. And you say, and people are saying, man, you were lucky. But luck had nothing to do with it. Luck is of the world. It doesn't exist. It's God that created everything. Chance happens to us all. Give your life to Jesus. You may be driving by, drive by, and all of a sudden, you know, the bullet is, they so far over there, and the bullet comes way over here, 3 blocks over, and it just goes through your windshield and not hit you. And you look around, and you don't see nobody, but it's way over there, 3 blocks over, that they're having a shooting over there. And the bullet reached you way 3 blocks over there. That's not luck. That's grace, and you're under grace and mercy.
Amen.
It's just that's what happens. You know, you may be swimming in the, you may be swimming in the ocean, and they have this thing. They have this thing that I found out this week. They have a outgoing current that would pull you out to the ocean.
What?
Just an out. It's like an undertow current, but that's what they call it. It's called an outgoing current. As the current is, the waves are coming in. It's another current that's pulling you out. That will pull you out from under your feet and just push you out. You just don't never know. You know, just because you see the water flat don't mean that things ain't under there. You know, organism lives in water. You know, you don't know what the side effects that it can cause in the body. You know, you don't know touching that handle that may have blood, a semen on it. You just don't ever know. Anything can happen.
Never know.
You never know. That's why the Bible is saying, "Be ye ready." It just happens like that. This man never smoked, but his partner smoked and lived in all, that worked in the office with it. He got cancer and died, and he never smoked. You just don't never know. That's why the Bible is saying, "Be ye ready." Stop leaning upon your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord.
Amen.
And the way to trust in the Lord is that you give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. It's all about you giving your life to Jesus. This radio station is geared on the Word of God. And the Word of God is saying in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. The things that you're doing in this lifetime right now, you're leaning upon your own understanding, because you can't be doing the sixth verse. If you haven't acknowledged God, you're leaning upon your own understanding. It's through your own intellect. You're thinking that your own intellect had gave you this well, but all of your knowledge come from the Lord. Everything come from the Lord. He gave you that. You didn't just wake up and just figure this stuff out. Man did not wake up and just figure this stuff out. It was already planted in them from the Lord. All knowledge comes from the Lord. Whether good or evil, all knowledge, all dreams is a reaction of something, and all that's come from the Lord. Jesus is the author and the finisher of everything. He already knows the ending. The devil already knows his ending. He already knows where he's going to be. So he want to manipulate you to lean upon your own understanding, because he knows the results of you leaning upon your own understanding is a domino effect for others to lean upon their own understanding. But if you start acknowledging God, you can see the light. And the Bible says, when you see the light, walk ye there into it. When you see
Amen.
The light of knowledge, the light of knowledge tells you that this earth, look at it, from the time of the pyramids, from the time of Abraham, look how far we have advanced, and look how much destruction we have put upon ourselves. And we call us so intellectual, and we still can't understand that we put these guns in people's hands, and now they're listening to a voice that's telling you to go to your high school, put that gun in that instrument case, go down there, ride the school bus, just wait. Don't do it at the school. Don't do it on the bus. We know you got the gun, but hold on, hold on. Wait until you get to the gym. Wait until you, just wait, just wait. Now, shoot that one and that one. Then your eyes will be open. You can go in there and you can kill yourself. Because they're not going to understand you. You've been going to war with your fellow soldier, commanding them. Just wait, just wait. You got the key to the army. You got the authority to get in there and get any weapon that you want. You can get any kind of hand grenade gun you want. But now you get that Uzi. You want that 350 shot semi weapon that'll shoot about 125 rounds a minute. You want that one. You're going out there. Going out there. Just hold on. Hold on. Now you can shoot him. Now, then, when you come to yourself, you can claim yourself innocent.
My Lord.
You can drive by. You've been watching that little girl for days. You've been watching her. You see how nice she is. Everybody is. And she smiles at you, and you think that she wants you. And you drive by her that day. And you ask him for direction on a deception. And she gets close enough to the car, and you hear the people telling her, get away from that car. And it's too late. He had grabbed her. Leaning upon your own understanding. The domino effect. The domino effect of destruction set up by the enemy. It is spiritual warfare. And we must recognize what it is. We must recognize where it comes from. It's not a philosophical thing where you lay down on the sofa and you get it out. You have to reason with it. It's the enemy. And the core of it must be exposed and commanded in the name of Jesus to get out of there. Because if you never get it out of there, it's going to lay dormant. And they got something that's called a generational curse. It may jump over your father. It may jump over your children and get to their grandchildren. But unless you don't expose it for what it is what it is. It's the works of the enemy.
Works of the enemy.
It is spiritual warfare.
Amen.
It's our responsibility to tell people where this is going.
Amen.
The government wants to take all, leaning upon their own understanding, they want to take the prayer out of the schools. They done it. They have this thing called this here, a silence of prayer. See, the Bible is telling you to trust in the Lord. Stop worrying about what the world is doing. Trust in the Lord.
Right.
So you have to trust in the Lord because the Bible is right.
Amen.
The Bible gives you every example of man, what they do without God. The things that they do without God, because it's nothing new up under the sun. Everything that man is doing right now has already been done. You can find it in the Bible. You can find every example that they're doing right now and the results of what they're doing, the consequences of what fell upon man that they did to themselves by leaning upon their own understanding. That's why the Bible, Proverbs, is saying you have to trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Amen.
all in your heart.
And stop leaning upon your own understanding. See, all is all means all. It doesn't mean part way. It doesn't mean percentage way. It means all mean all. And when you give Christ your all, everything's going to be all right. Because he's watching out for your good. He's looking out for your good. He knows your future. He knows the thoughts that he thinks towards you. Man may think evil of you, but Christ, God says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Wouldn't you want that in your life? For a God that created you to think the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you that good expectation in, wouldn't you want that in your life? Yes, you would.
Hallelujah.
Why not make Christ your Lord and Savior?
Man.
I mean, no one on this earth is pleading with you no more than Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's standing in the gap for you. He makes intercessory for you. After all, he's the author and the finisher of your faith. He's bringing you to the crossroads every day for you to choose Jesus. And this is another crossroad where you can give your life to Jesus.
Man.
Just think about it. Give your life to Christ. Let go of that old situation. Let go of that old thinking and give your life to Christ. It's just that easy. You have a choice to make Christ your Lord and Savior. Bless God. I bless God for the word because the word is true.
Yes.
Give God your life. Because it's just that way. It's just that easy. When you give, look at it this way, Saint, and my brother and my sister, my mother and my father. When you give Christ your all, then he's giving you his all already. He already gave it. All you have to do is walk in the blessings of God.
Amen.
Because Christ is not making anything new up for you. The blessings of the Lord make one rich. And he add no sorrow with it. The blessings that you have, that the Lord is already, it ain't just, when you give God your life, it ain't like he's making all this stuff up now. God does not work like that. It's already been made up.
Amen.
You just wasn't in the place to receive it. That's what it is. You just wasn't in the place to receive it. It's already, all your blessings has already been there. It's already been there.
Amen.
They're just waiting on you to receive it.
That's it.
And God is not going to reward you for your wicked service with something good.
Come on.
God is not a respect for a person, and God does not tempt somebody. He's not tempting you to act right so that you can get this here. He doesn't work like that. He wants all.
Yes.
He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Stop leaning upon your own understanding.
Oh, Jesus.
Stop. Just stop leaning upon your own understanding. Give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. It's easy. Think about it. Think about your life. Evaluate your life. And think about how far you have gotten in your life.
Amen.
And just think about if you give your life to Christ and the thoughts that God, the God that created this earth, the God that has the gold and the silver and the cattle upon the thousand hills, just think about the God thoughts that he thinks towards you. Little old you. On the face of this earth, of all these billions of people, the thoughts that he thinks towards you. Think about all these people in the United States, and if you give your life to Christ, think about the thoughts that God thinks about little old you, how precious you are in his sight. You are more precious than gold.
I am wonderfully made.
You are more precious than silver.
Thank you.
Because you are a child of God. You are a child of God, and God loves you. He wants you to have the best. He wants you to have the best because you are royalty. Think about all these princesses and kings and queens, all these fine treasures of all this earth. Think about all the money that Oprah, Bill Gates, and all these rich owners, all these money that they have. But just think about that. That's nothing compared or can ever be compared to the way God loves you. Nothing. Because you know why? where you're going, where Christ is, get this here. The streets are paved with gold.
Amen.
The streets are paved with gold. All these rich people in the face of this earth pave one block.
Come on.
They cannot pave one block of crystal gold. Well, when you stand on it, you see your reflection in that gold. And in heaven, the streets are paved with gold. And when gold is in its true form, you can see your reflection as in the mirror. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's how precious God is to you. He loves you just that much to put you in a kingdom of rest. He says, when you give your life to my son, Jesus Christ, you can enter in through him to my rest.
Amen.
There is a place for rest.
Mm.
You can have it right here when you keep your focus on the Lord, when you start trusting him with all of your heart and stop leaning upon your own understanding. God is not going to suffer you to be walking around here poor. If you never ask, you will receive. Give God your life. Trust in him. Trust him. Trust him. Just evaluate your life. I know there's somebody out there on this radio station that's going through some things. But trust the Lord. We're all going through some things. But guess what? Our trust is in the Lord. The true believer is not worried about money. He's not worried about cars. He's not worrying about titles. The true believer is worrying about, Lord, am I doing enough to please you?
Yes, come on.
I'm running, I'm getting on my knees, and I'm doing enough to please you, Father. I want this here relationship even closer to you. I want a closer walk with you, Lord. Whatever I'm doing, my integrity must be towards you, Lord. I want to please you, Lord, in everything that I do.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you're my main concern. You're my lover. You're the one that brought me out, Lord. I want to do all I can. Because guess what? For much is given, for much is forgiving, much is required.
Wow.
For little is giving, little is required. How much is too much for you?
Come on.
Now, if you're planning on going, how far, this is the question that I used to ask on the street. How far are you willing to go with the Lord?
Come on.
How far?
Yes, Lord.
See, if you put a point to that, you ain't went far enough. See, the word unto, that's where you need to go. Unto. That passes from this life to where he is.
There's no ending.
Unto.
Hey, shut up. Glory.
How far are you willing to go for the Lord?
Thank you, Jesus.
How far? That's why we have to come together in prayer. We have to pray for these people. We have to pray for our brothers. We have to pray for our sisters. We're not sanctioning it to pray for just the gays, the homosexual. We're not sanctioning. We're praying for the banker. We're praying for the lawyer. We're praying for the projects. We're praying for the rich folks. We're praying for the families. We're praying for the single family. We're praying for the single mom. We're praying for the single dad. We're praying for the singles.
Amen.
We're praying for the widows. As the Spirit give us utterance, that's what we pray for. We're praying for the drug dealer, the prostitute, the corrupt banker. We're praying for the government officials. We're praying for the president, every congressman. We're praying for the world. Because biblical mathematics stands in this prayer. It's not about numbers. It's about the quantity of the reverence of who he is, who Christ is, the fullness. When you get out of numbers, you'll find out. And they chose a man named Stephen, full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Think about it. Full of faith. Hallelujah. Open your heart. Receive it. full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. And you can, when you give your life to Christ, you can have it all right there. You can have it all right there.
Yes, Lord.
God knows exactly what you need of.
Mm.
He's just waiting. He's waiting on you. Your steps has already been ordered. You have came to the crossroads. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Mm.
And lean not unto our own understanding.
Okay.
You have to trust in him with all your heart. Trust him. And with that trust comes obey.
Yes, Paul.
Obey the word. It will never leave you wrong. It may seem uncomfortable for you, but you have to remember, the first word is that you trust. Trust him.
Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yes,
I'm not talking
Lord.
About your mind. Your mind tricks on you. It can tell you things. But the word of God is the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. What have you been leaning on? Have you been trying to help Jesus out? Have you been trying to fix it in the philosophy way? And the word is telling us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not unto our own understanding. Your understanding comes from what you perceive to be in your mind. What you perceive to be how others got there, how others done it, doesn't mean that God is going to send you that way.
Right.
Because the Holy Spirit worketh as he sees fit.
Mm-hmm.
Give him the opportunity with all your heart. Look to him.
Amen.
He told Naaman to go down there to the Jordan and wash. And he told a man at the pool of Siloam, get up and take up that bed and walk. You see the contrast?
Mm-hmm.
They both needed to be healed. What God did for one doesn't mean he's going to do it your way. For you. That's why you have to trust in him with all your heart. Sometimes we see the blessings of others and you think, man, that sure seems easy how they got those cars and got all those airplanes and everything. But just remember, you serve a God that's not a respectful person.
Amen.
If you trust in the Lord, he just may bless you to find a job and have a job where you can be more effective into winning souls and caring for the people. And then caring for this executive suite, whatever the case may be. Because God is in the soul-winning business. And
yes,
it should
Lord.
Be our main priority. He's a fisherman. He's teaching us to be a fisherman of men. And that fisherman of men is called being a soul winner.
Amen.
You can have a ministry with the little children. Something that you can say to those little children, that seed can be planted in them, and when they get old enough to read one verse, they can come alive. Because you trusted in the Lord with him putting you as a little kid's ministry.
Amen.
You can be the youth minister.
Yeah.
You can be the youth counselor. But you trusted in the Lord that God knew where you was going because you found favor among the youth and the parents.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you deterred thousands of people from going the wrong way by your lifestyle, by you trusting in God.
Amen.
When you trust in God, guess what? It's a lifestyle.
Yes.
When this get this here. When you walk into a room, you don't need to have a shirt that say Jesus on it or nothing like that in order for you to be effective in where you are. People know who you are.
Amen.
You don't have to give a title, because when you trust in the Lord with all your heart, you don't need no title. When you walk into a room, they're gonna see Jesus.
Amen.
That's just how it is. That's what you want. You want to give God all the glory. It ain't about you. It's never about you. You want to give God all the glory in your life.
Amen.
You want him to have all the glory. In order for you to give God all the glory, you have to lay down yourself and give yourself away.
Right.
You got to give it up.
Wait.
It's not about you. That's why there's some, she says, I give myself away. For what? So that you can use me. I give myself away. You can say it over and over again until you get it down deep down in your soul. Lord, I give myself away. I give myself away. Use me to your glory. Use me to your glory. Use me for your will. Let not my will be done, Lord, but your will be done. Use me. Okay, what it looks like. Use me, Lord. If you can just use me.
Amen.
Take my hands and my feet. Guide my mouth. Use me.
Anything, Lord, you can use me.
Anything. Use me. And, Lord, if you're doing anything in this season, don't do it without me.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. See, when you give yourself away, when you trust in the Lord with all your heart, that's exactly what you're saying. In this season that you're working, Lord, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Because I want to be used by you, Lord. Whatever kind of circumstance, I want to be used by you. Even if I just got to say Jesus, as long as you get the glory, I'm all right with that. If you're just not joining in to the radio broadcast, we want to encourage you to evaluate. How far are you willing to go with the Lord? Well, we're coming out of the verse chapter 3, verses 5. It which says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. What's important, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about giving yourself to the Lord totally, not leaning upon your own understanding. It's not about you. It's about your ability to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. I'm not talking about a philosophical of your mind. God does not need that. He needs a vessel that he can use in you that's already been created for him. You've been created to give God the glory, period. And the blessings of the Lord are there for you. God does not need these blessings because he's already got it.
Come on.
See, your main priority in this life right here is to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and hear these words, well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Mm-hmm.
All these other things come to you, cars, houses, all that other stuff that you desire and have. All of that's coming. It's coming. Matthew 6:33. But when you put Christ first in your life, when you stop wanting your desires over the things that you desire in your mindset that you see others have, the glamour of that, having a custom made car, the glamour of that, having a custom-made diamond and tailor-made suits and underwear and all socks and stuff, knitted socks. When you put all that aside and everything, and you start realizing that you can't take it with you, and get this here, the things that are valuable for you when you leave here, somebody gonna go through your stuff. They are, and the things that you think so valuable, it may not be valuable for them. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to destroy it. They're going to just Man, I don't eat that. I don't know why they thought this shit was so important. Look at it. It ain't nothing. It may not be no valuable for them, but you deemed it valuable. But what about Jesus? How valuable Christ is that died on Calvary's cross. Give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Christ. Evaluate your life today. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for this opportunity to pray for the souls that's on this radio station and their loved ones that's not even on this radio station, Father. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, you know every last one of us right now. Father, you even know the thoughts that we're thinking right now. You know the hairs up on our head. You know the heartbeat of our heart. Father, you know you even know the breakdown of every cell that's breaking down right now and how many it is. But, Father, we want to tell you thank you because you are the God of all creation. You know everything about us, Lord. And, Father, I'm asking that you be a blessing to these souls right now, Father, that their eyes may be enlightened. I bind the God of this world that blinds them from the ways of truth. I bind you, Satan, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I loose the angel that's encamped about him according to Psalms 103:20 in the name of Jesus. Father, in that great name of Jesus, Father, angels assail in strength and overcome all the works of the enemy that comes against these souls that don't know God and the part of their sins. Father, that their eyes may be enlightened. Give them an opportunity, Father, in the name of Jesus, that their eyes may be enlightened, Father, that they may choose you today, Father, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you right now. We give you the glory right now. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Who are you trusting in today? How far are you willing to trust Jesus? I know you're trusting other people. Man, I trust my homeboy. I trust my homegirl. We've been kids since the third grade. We've been the best of friends. Well, that's fine to trust a human being, but how far are you going to trust Jesus that wakes you up every morning? How far did that trust go? She knows all of my secrets. Well, Jesus knew your secrets before you was in the womb. So how far did that trust go? Think about it. Yeah, she didn't know I had an affair back then, but Jesus already knew it. Before you even did it, how far did that trust go? Yeah, I knew I was stole the money from the bank. I took it out of the vault. They never caught it. But Jesus knew that. So how far did that trust go? Think about it. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. It's important that you trust God. We trust God with all of our heart. It's important that we understand that without trusting God with all our heart, what we're doing is lying to ourselves. We're using this here philosophical way of saying that I don't want nobody else to know, so I have to do it this way. You're lying to yourself. Give your life to Jesus.
Amen.
Just give your life to Jesus. Just let it all go. Let the guilt go. Let the secrecy go. Just give your life to Jesus. Stop worrying about that. It's important. It's valuable. Because you don't know how much time that you have. They die teenagers every day. They die 50, 60 every day. They die and they teens and being babies every day. It's just, life is real. You don't have to be sick to die. You just don't. You can give your life to Christ, and you don't have to worry about it. Give your life to Jesus. Because where Jesus is, the streets are paved with gold. You got a name. You got a name at an RVD table strictly for you. You have a house. You have a house strictly for you. And those are things that God just gives to you because you love him. You kept it real. You kept it you had an understanding that God is real. And I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen? That's what it's all about. You know, you don't know. You just don't know. And the Bible gives us one warning. It says, be ye ready.
Be ye ready.
I don't care how long I've been in this walk. It doesn't matter about age. Age has no limit to this walk. You can just give your life to Christ 5 minutes ago, and here it is. You can lose it right now. Age has no limit in this walk. But what it does give us, it gives us this only warning. Be ye ready.
Amen.
And it's just that important. It's vital that you be ready when Christ come back. The Bible gives us a very distinct description about five wise virgins and five foolish. And all of them had lamps of oil. But the wise had a vessel that they carried all in because they didn't want to run out. But the foolish did not. They just had their lamps filled with oil, and then the next day they'd just go buy some more, and when the night comes, they'd just cut down their wick and light it up again. But they didn't keep any oil with their lamps. And the distinction happened where they heard a sound early at night that the king was coming. And prepare yourself. So they all of them got up. And the five wise, they filled their oil up with their vessels that they had. And the foolish asked for them to fill, help them, give them some oil. They say, not so, at least that not be enough. Because we don't know how long he's going to take. But we know he's coming. And they told him, they said, you go and buy. Pre-invention, he'll wait for you. Well, while they were gone, they went in to the bride chamber, and the door was shut. And whatever God shut cannot be opened.
Mm.
And whatever God opened cannot be shut. And the door was shut, and they came back, and the door was shut, and they started hollering, Lord, let us in.
Mm-mm-mm.
But it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how it is now. You look at what the world is doing. But this is your opportunity that you can make a decision to give Christ your life and be ready. Because it's Friday night right now, and they're just not going out. They're at the club. They're getting ready for a late dinner. They're glamoring themselves all up for a big night.
Mm.
And some of them at home watching TV, doing whatever they do. And some of them have not even picked up the Bible to get their daily feeding.
Nah, boy.
But you must be ready. That's the only warning that we have in the Bible. Be ye ready.
Be
ready. Not get ready.
Be ready.
Be ready. Because it's going to happen. Somewhere, and it's the real thing, somewhere it's going to be night when Jesus comes. Somewhere it may be raining. Somewhere it may be harvest time. And somewhere it may be time for planting.
Hmm.
The world will turn.
Mm-hmm.
But the only warning that you have is be ready.
Okay.
And that's what's so important right there, that you give your life to Christ to be ready, that you understand that Christ is the answer, Acts 2 and 12.
That's right.
Occupy until he come. Grow in grace, 2 Peter 3 and 18. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Proverbs 3 and 6. Cleave to that which is good. Romans 12 and 9. Give your life to Jesus. Cleave to him. As the air that you breathe, cleave to the Lord. Let him know, I need you, Lord. I can't find my way without you. I can't do, not do anything without the Lord. And I make it a mindset for me that before I do anything, acknowledge him. Lord, take me to the store. Lord, take me from the store back home. Get it in your grip to acknowledge him before you do anything. Just get a practice of it. Acknowledge him because you don't know. You just don't know. We don't know. Nobody knows but the Lord. He's the only one that knows. Amen? God is not a God that works by circumstances. He just don't do that. He doesn't work like that. God is an awesome God. Let him into your life. You will never regret it. Just let him into your life. Let him commune with you. When you pray at night, just get on your knees and just be quiet and let him commune with you. Guess what? Whatever you ask in God to do in your life, he's able.
He's able to do more exceedingly.
He's able. Believe it. He's able. Whatever that you're desiring to do, this is what you do. This is how it works. Matthew 6 and 33. That's how it works right there.
Mm.
All these other things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, not only does he have a face, but he has a name given among men by which we must be saved. Jesus. That's the kingdom of God. The doorway has already been set. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, anybody that ever came before me, he calls them thieves and robbers. He says, but I'm the way, and my sheep hear my voice. Just hear him. Hear him out. Put your priority in Jesus. Put your stock in Jesus. Put your trust, your jewels, your precious secrets. Just cast them down and put everything in Jesus. Because if you have children, you can't always be that way your children are. But God can.
That's right.
You got a mom and dad. You can't always call them. But God can. God is there. I mean, you can't beat God. You can be over there in Australia.
No matter how.
And your family, your children over there in over there in San Diego. God is everywhere at one time. Nothing passes him by. Not even a sparrow, not even a bird that falls to the ground is not out of God's eyesight. Now you tell me how great that is.
That's great.
All you have to do, my brother, my sister, my mother, and my father, Romans chapter 10, verse 9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Just believe it in your heart. Start a new walk in Christ. Start a new life in Christ. From that day right there, when your confession is between you and the Lord, you're in the family. Because God sees your heart.
Right.
He sees that heart. Don't worry about what everybody else is saying. Don't worry about what everybody else is saying. They may be saying, you ain't gonna be last. I give it about a month. I ain't gonna even give it a month. Because I know how much you used to like such and such and such and such. Don't worry about that. You keep your eyes and knowing that Jesus has saved you because he loves you so dearly. Don't worry about your girlfriends, your so-called girlfriends, what they're going to say. They should be happy for you. When I got saved, I thought my friends would be happy for me, but they looked at each other.
Hmm.
They weren't happy. But I wanted them to be happy for me, but they wasn't.
Yeah.
But I knew I was saved. But I was happy. And I wanted them to be happy, too, and be saved.
Amen.
But that's how it is. It didn't mean that I don't love them, but they made a choice to wait. But I was happy that Christ saved me. That's how it is. Be saved in Christ. Because one day, he's coming back. In an hour, at least you think not. At a time, at least you're not well expected. And he's going to say to the sheep, come to the right, and to the left, to the goats. That's how it is. Give your life to Christ. Stop leaning upon your own understanding. Repent of it. If you have, repent of it. Repent of the deeds that you have done. And make God your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you're considering more verses, you know, from the Word of God, you can watch me on YouTube. All you have to do is go to Anchored in the Lord, with the Lord capitalized, comma, Evangelist Kevin Allen. And you'll find on there that when I say, you can call me Kevin. My phone number is on there. That's Anchored in the Lord, with the Lord capitalized, comma, Evangelist Kevin Allen. You can call me Kevin. Because when Jesus talked to me, when he called me, he's not going to be calling me by my title. I just operate in that. It's not about that. It's all about the willingness to be obedient to the word. That's all it is. And if I walk in that gift, so be it. God be the glory. But all it is your obedience to the word of God. Period. Your obedience to the word. Because he's going to call me Kevin. That's what he's going to call me. Come on up. And my life is going to be an open book. And I'll be standing right there before the Father, naked and not ashamed, because I've made Jesus my life and my Savior.
Mm-hmm.
God chasers is what God is seeking. God chasers. Seeking
Amen.
Him. Seek the Lord. God chasers.
Amen.
God chasers is concerned about the things of God. And God is concerned about the souls. And our ability is to be concerned about the souls, starting at our home first and spreading abroad to our neighbors, our friends, the people that God put in our path. That's what it's all about. God is
Amen.
The one that put people in your path. Ain't about you. You
Amen.
Have no all straight. You have that homeless lady that was on the subway. She didn't know. But the Lord put her in my path. The person that you were talking to today, God put them in your path. And the devil put people in your path, too, to buffer you. But guess what? Through it all, you're more than a conqueror. You need to recognize the authority that you have in Christ. The authority that you have in Christ, and you don't take it with the authority to chastise somebody. You take it with the authority to love them as Christ loved the church.
That's right.
To love them. Yeah, I don't care if they're drunk. You love them.
Yeah.
It's the enemy within that you bang, that you start praying for. Touch them right now, that they may see their ways and that they may see you in the name of Jesus.
Mm.
Because these people need to be saved.
Amen.
And if not you tell them about the word of God, who? God put them in your path. Tell them.
That's right.
Tell them about the Lord, because you cannot take your money with you. Everything that you own, everything that God has given to you, you're going to have to leave that behind. It's on borrowed time. All it is you know, God gave it to you. All it is, that's all. S-T-U-F-F. You take care of it while you got it, You use it for the glory of God, and then when it's over, it's just over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right now, I want to pray for everyone that's on this radio station as we get ready to close. And I'm going to pray that the Lord would continue to manifest himself in your life. That the Lord would continue to enlighten you. That the light of God, the gift that he have through the Holy Ghost God, that you would continue to manifest your gift in them. Because you have given your gifts to every one of us as you see fit.
Amen.
Father, it's in the name of Jesus we thank you right now.
Yes, Lord.
Father, your word says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Father, I'm praying for everyone that's on this radio station right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father, I thank you for everyone that's on this radio station in the name of Jesus right now. Holy Ghost God, in the name of Jesus, Father, you already know the gift that you have set up in these people's heart right now, these souls' heart, my brothers and sisters, my mothers and fathers, these hearts right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, it's in the name of Jesus and in your son's name, Father, through you, Holy Ghost God, that you continue to manifest these gifts, Father, in them, that they may give God the glory in all that they do, in all that they think, in all that they are, in all that they walk, in all that they hear, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Name
Father,
of Jesus.
Because the word of God says, when you see the light, walk ye there into it.
Thank
it's you,
Lord.
Holy Ghost God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I'm praying. And I bind the devil right now that comes up against every last one of these souls.
Oh, yeah.
In the name of Jesus. And I command it that you go back to the pit from hell from which you come from and create habit to your sender in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every unclean spirit, every unrighteous spirit, every unholy spirit, I command it that you go back and enter no more in the name of Jesus. And Father, help them to have eyes to see and a heart to perceive and an ear to hear in the name of Jesus, Father. Let it be about you and you get the glory, Lord Jesus, and not about us. Lord, use them according to your will, your plan, and your purpose. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Oh,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Your name, Jesus.
It's done. See, that's how it is. You don't have to do a long, drawn out prayer. You know, you got to be wrestling and all that. All you got to do is believe.
Amen.
I heard a word with Sister Sonya was telling us when she was preaching that Monday. She was saying, all you have to do, believe. That's it.
Hallelujah.
See, when you believe, that means that you're founded on a rock. You're standing on a rock. You believe. Now, your faith activates that movement. It's already going. Boom. Now, faith.
Amen.
Boom.
Mm.
All
Amen.
You have to do is believe.
Amen.
That's all you got to do. Believe and let him manifest himself to you and walk in that light.
Amen.
Walk in the boldness of that light with all confidence, knowing that this is what you need to know. God is for you.
Amen.
Amen.
God is for you. This radio station does not exist if God is not for you.
Amen.
It just doesn't work like that. God is for you, and he wants to get the glory out of you so that you can give him the glory. He wants to work in you. It's his job. That's what he do. He says, I'm going to make you to become fishermen of men. Fishermen. Because kingdom work, it's God's work. Project to the government. Kingdom work is God's work. Everyone needs to be saved. Kingdom work is God's work.
Amen.
From the project to the million-dollar homes subdivision. Everyone needs to be saved. Everyone.
Hallelujah.
Those are precious in the eyesight of the Lord. Souls. The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Souls. The blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Guess what? And the Bible says the blood of Jesus shall never, never, ever lose its power.
Hallelujah.
Never.
Thank you, Jesus.
Should never, ever.
Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen.
Thank the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
Because he is good to us. And his mercy endure forever.
Yeah, mercy endure forever. Thank you, Lord.
And the chains are being falling. The chains are falling.
Hallelujah.
They're falling.
Hallelujah.
What the devil tried to mess with your bad, the chains have already been broken.
Hallelujah.
You can walk in the liberty of Christ. The chains are broken. The yoke has been destroyed. You can
take hold
of that plow now, and you can see where you're going. And
praise
you can
God.
See where it's a rock up in that front. You can see now. Because God has given you a spiritual eye to see. God has given you a spiritual ear to see, to hear. God has given you a discernment through the Holy Spirit. He's working
you.
He'll show you things to come. He'll give you this interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit does it all.
Amen.
He can do it all. Nothing that he can't do.
Hmm.
You can take a hold of your gift and run with it now.
Amen.
Because you believe.
Mm-hmm.
Believe.
Thank you.
Believe. Believe.
Mm-hmm.
All the promises of the Bible are yea. All of them.
Amen. So be it. Hallelujah.
Yea and amen.
Amen.
Yea and amen.
Amen.
All the promises.
Hallelujah.
All the promises of the what Jesus called a comforter, all of those promises are yea and amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
He said, I'm sending him back.
Amen.
There's jewels, that's precious jewels that you're finding in that field. The field is the world. These precious jewels, when you find one soul, and you can, and the Lord bless you to save that soul. Guess how precious that is. It's like buying from here to Dallas.
Thank you.
You found that one soul.
That one soul. Angels is rejoicing. Thank you, Lord.
That one soul. They up there having a good time.
Yes, Lord.
They having a good time up there, y'all. Over one soul.
One soul.
One soul.
Hallelujah.
The angels rejoice over one soul.
Praise your name, Jesus.
Now, can you imagine the angels being innumerable and they up there having a time of one soul?
One soul. Jesus.
Lord, we thank you.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Thank you,
speak
Lord.
Those
Hallelujah.
Things that be not as though they were. Don't you know when you go into spiritual warfare, you can free a soul where they can call on Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Can free a soul in spiritual warfare. You bind that devil commanding to get out of there.
In the name of Jesus.
In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The Bible says in Matthew, he says, in my name shall they cast out devils.
Yes.
Till they lay hands on the sick.
Wonder
and they shall recover. Think, when you lay hands on the sick and they really recover, guess what they say? Thank you, Jesus.
Mm. Hallelujah. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The man that had the lesions, when he came to himself, he wanted to come meet Jesus.
Come back.
But Jesus said, no, go on back home and tell him. Tell him. And when he got back home, can you imagine this man after being bound by the devil in those graveyard hollering and cutting himself, and no man can save him, no man can, and he over there running to his friends, and they running away. And he said, no, wait a minute. Jesus freed me. And they turn around, Jesus. Man, I remember when we took us 15 of us to knock you down and bind you with fetters, and you broke them like they were just toothpicks. And you say, Jesus? Yeah, Jesus. He came aboard and I ran to him. And he delivered me.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Because that's what they were doing. They were running away from him for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But he started hollering and telling him, Jesus did it.
Thank you, Lord.
Then he run over there and hollering and saying, come on, you got to go tell such and such. And so he go with him. And when he see him his friend, then he kind of reluctant, don't run. Say, wait a minute. He back to his old self again. Tell him, Jesus did it.
Amen.
Jesus did it. And that's what he do.
Jesus
did it for us. Jesus did it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He did it for us.
Thank you.
We were the wretch undone.
Thank you, Lord.
We were filthy rags. He died on the cross for us. Jesus did it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We worship the Lord today.
Yes, Lord.
If you're just not joining in to the radio broadcast, we thank God for you joining in today.
Amen.
We were dealing with the Word of God in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean out unto thy own understanding. But we are compelling you to give your life to Jesus and stop leaning upon your own understanding. You can be free today in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Whatever kind of fault that you have, whatever kind of situation that's coming up against you, you can be free by casting these cares upon Jesus and leaving them there.
Amen.
The Bible talks about taking your burden unto the Lord and leave them there. You
Amen.
Can take your burden to the Lord and leave them there.
Right.
All of your cares, all of your faults, you can take them to the Lord and you can leave them there. Give your life to the Lord. Evaluate your life. When you start leaning upon your own understanding, trying to help Jesus out in your own salvation, well, you're losing right there because you can't save yourself. You need a Savior. You need to be real and understand that Jesus, God, paid the price by sending his only Son to die for our sins. He was sinless and paid for our sins, past, present, and future. Then that doesn't give us a right to go out and sin. No. It's to understand the fact that Jesus is God, and his grace is sufficient, and his mercy is everlasting towards us. He loves us, and he's on our side. It's important that you understand that you cannot save yourself. Even if you're trying to help Jesus out, you cannot help him. He knows everything. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. It's our ability to believe and trust in him, period. And
period.
Let him work
Amen.
For you. Let him bring
Amen.
Your family to fruition in Christ. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Stop leaning upon your own understanding. He doesn't need your help. He needs your obedience to the word.
Mm-hmm.
God needs your obedience to the word. Not to your doctrine. He needs your obedience to the gospel,
Amen.
The word of God, Jesus Christ. John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and it was with God. The same was with God, and without him, nothing was made.
Amen.
Everything that you think about, every dream that you contemplate, the word of God created it. Amen. Yeah, we're about at the end of it. We got 4 minutes left. And I want to just tell you thank you. And I want to exalt you to give up your ways of thinking and take on the mind of Christ, the love aspect of the mind of Christ, the giving of oneself first to God. Give yourself away to Christ so that he can use
Amen.
You. Be mindful
Amen.
Of the ways of Christ. Let him into your life. Whatever you do, keep your focus on looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, and watch those thought patterns that come to you. You got to watch your thought patterns. And it ain't nothing wrong with you asking, Lord, is this thought of you? Ask, and it shall be given.
Beloved,
because the way,
beloved, we got about 3 minutes left, and I know behind the background a lot of you heard, but there's been a revival in my house going on. People getting saved here with the Holy Ghost, and that's what the nerve was out. So if it wrong, forgive me. But a desire, the word was preached tonight. I thank God for Kevin. We prayed for the sister. I think she went to the hospital with somebody or something. I didn't get a chance to read those things. But I want to say this. Father, Yeshua HaMashiach, we thank you for everything you have done for us this day. How you have kept us, how you have nourished us with your word, you've shown us your word, you've kept us with your word, and you've shown us, Father, it's through you all things are possible. We've had to break through barriers that were unbreakable, but the word of God broke us through. And Father, we want to thank you for what you've done for us. I want to thank you for those young women and young men that came to my house tonight, got saved, and got filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to thank you for those on the line who are listening across the land. And Father, we want to remember the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We pray for the peace in our homes and our hearts and our loved ones and those that we love. I want to thank you, Father, for revival as I already started. Thank you, Father, for this we say in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, bless us and keep us. Watch over us. Teach us to love one another. By this we now know that you are who you say. And Father, as we always say, amen.
Amen.
And the words I say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you.
I love you.
Amen. Amen. We love you. God bless you. May the Lord keep you. Amen.